flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jones and Keith, it's a Friday before the divisional round. We're talking Brady and Mahomes, Chiefs and Patriots. Are you ready for it? Chiefs starting their three-peat. You got a weekend off last weekend, but they're going to be in your face. They're heavily favored against the Texans. So get ready for a team that probably already is in the AFC title game and 2 wins away from three-peating is how it kind of feels.
Yep.
So we'll get to your thoughts on it, 617-779-7937. It's time for the Friday four-pack for the divisional round this weekend. What's our first question, Billy?
All right, how many of the coaches for teams this weekend would you take over Mike Vrabel?
I think I went with 6. You tell me how you feel about this.
Oh,
Keith.
Wow. So I like Vrabel way more than you then.
Okay.
Or maybe I like some of these guys less.
Reed.
Reed, unanimous.
McVay.
Unanimous.
Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's kind of where I stopped.
You didn't. Really?
I went 3 because I was just thinking, and I know he had a couple of bad years, but if Mike Vrabel himself and his personality happened to be playing this weekend and we did the same exercise, I would have him over D'Amico Ryans. I would have him over Nick Sirianni. I would have him over Sean McDermott, and I would have him over Dan Quinn.
So you only have 3 ahead.
I only have 3.
Okay, again, Reed.
Reed, McVay, John Harbaugh.
You wouldn't take McDermott.
No.
I would.
I don't like McDermott.
I don't love McDermott, but like I don't love Vrabel.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair.
You wouldn't take Campbell.
No. So Campbell's going to be, and maybe it's not fair to Campbell because he has turned that thing around and they have won.
With him watching him without Ben Johnson will be interesting.
Fascinating. Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn.
I'm fascinated. Good point about Glenn too. Without his coordinators, what will Campbell look like? Completely fair.
He's wildly entertaining. It's working right now. I think if I had to choose between the two, I would still take Vrabel.
I'd take D'Amico Ryans.
If he was available, you would take him over.
D'Amico Ryans won a playoff game in back-to-back. He's won as many playoff games as Vrabel.
Yeah, yeah.
Vrabel went to an AFC title game, and D'Amico Ryans done it with a first and second year quarterback.
I might be overrating him.
I like
Vrabel.
But so neither of us are taking him, and you're only taking 3 coaches ahead of him. I'm taking 6.
Mm-hmm. So who are the 2 you're for sure not?
Sirianni and Quinn. They've both been to a Super Bowl. Like even both of them have, I think, a good case to you'd take them over Vrabel.
It is tough.
They've both been to Super Bowls.
It's like you should get credit for going to a Super Bowl, but when you have a 25-point lead in said Super Bowl and lose, it does take it away a little
bit. I agree, but like what you're going to hear again is, oh, Vrabel's been to an AFC title game. Yeah?
Well, no, those guys have been to Super Bowl. No, these guys are all playing in the divisional round.
That's like the biggest justification you hear from, you went to an AFC title game. Right. Those guys went to Super Bowls, and I think they're kind of bums.
It's a certain je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
It's the cut of his jib that I like about
Mike
Vrabel.
Like about him?
I do like Vrabel.
I think you got to base it on that because he's a little over 500 as a coach, and he's only won playoff games in 1 year or 6 years as a head coach. And he won two in the same season and went to the AFC title game.
No, it's true. I mean, he's been in the playoffs half. He's had four winning records in six seasons.
So it's
and
more
it ended really poorly.
It's more je ne sais quoi than production.
Yeah, but I don't really highly value a lot of coaches in the league because I was looking at this list. You're like, all right, this is the Elite Eight of the NFL. So yeah, there might be a couple good coaches that aren't playing this weekend and whatever. Just like there are a few good quarterbacks that aren't playing this weekend. I thought I would like the group more than I did when I was taking a look at it. I was like, you know, Reed, McVay, Harbaugh seemed like no-brainers. And then after that, because it was funny, when Vrabel first got hired, people were saying he's already the best coach in the division. And that gets down to whether you like McDermott more or not. You can make a case, I think, for both. McDaniel did make the playoffs 2 years in a row when he got there, missed it this year. And then the Jets don't even have a guy. But, yeah, I mean, he's very debatable in, you know, where he ranks.
Do you think Harbaugh – I feel like we've covered this already, so maybe I know the answer. You don't think Harbaugh's in any trouble if they lose, right?
No.
Okay. I don't either.
No.
But I think Sirianni could be. I think McDermott could be. It's a nice segue into – oh, sorry.
I was going to say, Sirianni – I don't even know about McDermott, only because Ravens-Bills should be just like a – like, depending on how it goes.
That's always –
you sort of tip your cap.
That's always
like,
the caveat I would put on it. Maybe Lamar lays the smack down. They win 50-10. Yeah, McDermott's going to be on the hot seat. Maybe McDermott has a massive, massive poor coaching decision.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. They go for it on a fourth down. He kicks a field goal instead of going for – like, I don't know exactly what that is. But barring something like that, I do think McDermott's safer than Sirianni. But we'll segue into our next question, which I think dovetails nicely with this. What is it, Billy?
Which player this weekend would be hurt most by a loss?
So I think you have to choose between Allen and Lamar.
Yeah, it's got to be in that game. Those two guys are going to be 1-2 in the MVP. Neither have made a Super Bowl, and now you're talking about missing out on the conference championship. You're going to think it's backwards because I have Lamar as the MVP, but I think the answer to this question is Josh Allen, only because I think there's more. Well, he's playing at home.
No, I'm laughing because I'm also going backwards with it.
So feel like everybody keeps saying it's the Bills' year, it's the Bills' year, it's the Bills' year, and it's never been the Bills' year. They're saying that even more so than they're saying it's the Ravens' year, right? Like, if you separate Allen and Lamar a little bit and talk about the expectations for their teams, the Bills have the better record. Will he finally be able to put it all together and finally make that Super Bowl appearance? And if he loses, like, man, a divisional round loss? Like, you don't even get to face Patrick Mahomes again? Like, I think it'll sting Allen more.
So I'm arguing for Lamar.
Okay, fair enough.
But here's why. I think if Lamar wins, the whole playoff struggle thing for him kind of goes away.
Yep.
I think it kind of goes, if he beats Josh Allen head-to-head and he goes into Buffalo and wins on the road,
yeah.
I mean, look, he could still lose to Mahomes in the AFC title game. Like he did a year ago.
Because he's, what, 3-4 now in playoffs?
But so
Lamar does have wins, but he hasn't been great.
And he has wins in, did he have two last year or one? No, he won.
No,
right?
One.
He beat Stroud last year. Yeah. And he had one, I think, the year before. Yeah. So,
2020. So there's 2 years where they weren't even in the playoffs.
Okay, so like to me, I think if Lamar wins this weekend, the whole he can't win in the playoffs thing kind of goes away. He's back to .500. He'd be in the AFC title game. He'd be back-to-back AFC title games. I think that goes away. If he loses, it's right back in your face. So that's why I think he has more at stake, personally, which is funny. We're arguing the opposite for MVP, but arguing for the guy with more at stake in this game. If it's not those two, who's next up? Because I do have an answer. I don't know about you.
No, you go first.
Goff. Goff would go from
true because of where he's at.
NFC title game, divisional round, and if they come up short again, and I say again. I mean, they were in the NFC title game last year. I think people start to look at Goff and go, he's good, but is he a guy who can win big games? I think the spotlight will shift to Goff.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a quarterback, right? It always is, because Jalen Hurts is a similar one where it's an up-and-down season for Hurts. Was in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, and now you're like, oh, you're really going in the wrong direction. And there's already talk about, like, what's going on there. I mean, Mahomes, we got to put to the side, because, like, just because it would be such an upset, though, you'd be like, wait, what the hell?
Well, like, it would just be, like, he would miss out on the opportunity to three-peat.
Yeah.
But is anybody going to look at it and go, Mahomes' career is in question or anything? Like, of course not.
No, by no shot, but it would be, you know, how many times was Brady a 8-9 point favorite in a playoff game and lose?
I can, 2010 to the Jets. Short of that?
Right. The AFC title game, right? Oh, no. That was the division round. Touche.
I meant specifically just for that round.
So he had that. Yeah. I mean, obviously the Giants Super Bowls, I'm talking about divisional round. Oh, yeah, you're right. So he did, I guess, have that moment. But yeah, it'd be one of those quarterbacks.
Okay. What's our next question, Billy?
Which team playing tomorrow is more likely to pull off the upset, the Texans or the Commanders?
So those are the two big spreads on the board this weekend. It's the two bye teams at home in their first games. The two games on Sunday are a little bit closer. One really close. One actually is kind of growing. But Kansas City by 8, Detroit by 9.5.
Yeah, that opened at 7.5. That's the one that's growing, right?
The Detroit one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's jumped up. That's become the biggest spread of the board.
So I
still think Texans would... Or no. Texans to me would be the bigger upset. So to answer the question, Commanders actually have a better chance.
I would answer it the same way. This is not a prediction. I don't think I'm taking either team to cover. Never mind win straight up. But now I got to pick who's more likely. The Commanders. Jaden Daniels has pulled out a bunch of these games.
Yeah.
The Lions are still the Lions until they prove differently. So I would go Commanders, but I don't, if I'm being honest, I don't feel good about either one of those.
Well, it's funny because the Commanders and the Texans both had kind of a similar time this year where we were both calling them out. Remember during Tier Tuesday, we're looking at these teams.
Well, you hated the Texans.
I've always hated the Texans all year.
Them,
and then here they are in the divisional round, so I guess shame on me. But the Commanders have at least played really well. The Commanders just pulled off an upset in their own right. You know, and it was the Texans. Were they dogs too? Actually,
Texans were definitely.
All right, they both just pulled off upsets. But I would give the Commanders a better shot at it.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, what's our last question, Billy?
Which non-quarterback playing this weekend would you most want on the Patriots?
To me, it's the guy we brought up earlier in the week. It's A.J. Brown. Give me A.J. Brown.
Great one.
Because I, not only the connection with Mike Vrabel, it is such an overwhelming team need. I think he still has a ton left in the tank. He's super productive. I think he's 27 years old. So to me, it would be A.J. Brown. I think he might be... And you could argue different guys, and depending on health and everything, I think he's the best wide receiver still playing.
Okay, so I would argue with that.
Okay.
I would argue for St. Brown.
Okay.
So A.J. Brown, I think, is probably the most realistic playing this weekend that could be on the Patriots. Maybe Cooper Kupp, who feels like he's lost a step. But like,
yeah, I love Cooper Kupp. I don't know if it's Kupp. I mean, Nakua's really good, but like those two guys are a little bit lower.
But I was just arguing the most realistic guys that could change teams. A.J. Brown and Kupp. I would not argue for Kupp. I was kind of choosing between St. Brown and Nakua. A.J. Brown's great. I love Nico Collins. I'm definitely taking a receiver off one of these teams.
Yeah.
My answer, though, would be McLaurin maybe is another name we could bring up. I actually didn't think about him until right this second.
I was wondering if you would go – I know you want like the idea of like a running back, like a big-time running back, because you do have like all the big-time running backs.
Look, I thought about Gibbs. I would want Gibbs more than even Barkley and Derrick Henry. Like, as awesome as those guys are, Gibbs, is about to enter the height of his powers.
Is this actually a weekend to really hype up running backs and the importance of running backs?
The running back weekend.
Well, Saquon, Derrick Henry.
The Texans also went out and got Joe Mixon. That's three teams that went out and signed veteran, like old running backs. Barkley's not that old.
Even the Lions, a lot of people thought they overdrafted Gibbs. Turns out they didn't. And they even brought in Montgomery. So they go two-headed
monster.
It's
the weekend of the running back.
Kind
of
is. It snuck up on me.
I mean, I'm a big running back guy. It snuck up on me.
They're all like loaded. It's like they're like all the top running backs are playing this weekend.
Look, I mean, give me some time. I'll talk myself into a running back. By the time the draft rolls around, I'll talk myself into a running back for sure.
That's not a bad
I'll be turn. Taking Ashton Jeanty at 4.
Yeah, sure.
But so my answer is I'm on Ross St. Brown. I said the other day, that's the kind of receiver I want for Drake May. A guy who can play inside, outside, line up everywhere, zone, man-to-man. He's uncoverable. Mm-hmm. And so that, to me, is the guy. I don't think A.J. Brown's easy to cover, but I think that style of receiver is easier to take away, personally. And so Amon Ross St. Brown would be the guy I would pick. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in on any of our four-pack questions for the divisional round. How many coaches you taking before Vrabel? Keith and I agree on three of them. I would take six before Mike Vrabel. Which player will be hurt most by a loss? Keith argues for Allen. I argue for Lamar Jackson. Which team tomorrow is more likely to pull off the upset, the Texans or Commanders? We both go Washington. And which non-quarterback playing this weekend would you want on the Patriots? A.J. Brown, which is very realistic for Keith. I went Amon-Ra St. Brown, who you won't be getting, but that's the style of player I'd like. You can jump in on this and more of your phone calls. Brady and Mahomes still hanging out there. We'll get to it next.